concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information, order call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
Well, I'm Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, as every Friday, is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief, bringing us up to date on what's really going on behind the scenes, the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning, Stan. Good to be with you.
And what are we going to be covering this morning?
Well, let's first talk about yesterday's political theater around the Patriot Act. It was rammed through Congress yet again. The powers that be have done everything possible and pulled out every possible parliamentary maneuver this week to give the invasive Patriot Act four more years of life. As John Glaser pointed out, back in February, Democrat leader Harry Reid promised fellow Senator Rand Paul that after years of kicking the can down the road, there would be at least a week reserved for full and open debate over three controversial provisions of the Patriot Act slated to expire this weekend, and with an opportunity to propose reforms and offer amendments to any reauthorization bill. Well, they've already cut the legs out from under the Democratic Party reformers of the Patriot Act, and they've gone into line with Senator Reid. And now they're working on the GOP leaders for a four-year extension without reform. Reid used some clever procedural maneuvers to circumvent Rand Paul's pledged obstruction, slipping the Patriot extension into an unrelated small business bill that's privileged against filibusters. Well, as it turned out, Rand Paul is the most visible defender of liberty in the Senate right now. He's fought this battle against the Patriot Act almost single-handedly. But the problem is deeper than the Patriot Act. Check out this exchange between Anderson Cooper and Rand Paul over the Senate's habit of evading debate on every key issue of constitutional law, including the illegal war on Libya. Senator Paul was saying, "We go week after week in the Senate and do nothing at all. I feel sometimes like I should return my check because I go up to the Senate and they have no votes and no debate. Look at this horrendous debt crisis. We won't even debate that either." Anderson Cooper, "Really? You feel like that? You feel like you're not doing anything up there at all?" "Absolutely," he says. "We go up week to week and there's no debate in Congress, no debate in the Senate. We sit idly by. Some weeks we vote on two to three non-controversial judges, and then we go back home. I'm trying to get a vote on Libya. They say we don't have time. And I was told when I wanted to bring up my resolution on Libya that I did, and I did force them to, but I had to capture the floor to do so. And they weren't too happy about me or with me because I used some parliamentary procedures to gain access to the floor. And they came running down to the floor. They were apoplectic that I'd taken over the floor. And the thing is that they would... should be having these debates on the floor and not trying to stop people like me from debating the issues. I'm asking right now for a vote on Libya. I have a resolution saying we're in violation of the War Powers Act since it's 60 days past the time that we went into Libya. It's hard for me to get the floor unless I ask someone or sneak on the floor and ask somebody to give up a little time. Why should we not want to debate the great constitutional questions? When I ran for office, he said, and that's what I thought, there would be great and momentous debates on the floor. We don't have any because they prevented debates from even getting started at the very beginning. I mean, that's a real telling thing, Dr. Stan, about what really goes on in the Senate. They spend most of the time talking about non-controversial procedures and talking about judges' qualifications, but they won't ever discuss the major controversial and constitutional issues of the day.
But I think that we have to understand, the American people have to understand, that the Senate and the House of Representatives are simply there to give the American people the idea that we have representatives who represent us in running the government. We really have an invisible government. They work through what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. They make the decisions. So we have a visible government, that's the Senate and the House. We have the invisible government that makes the decisions. And it's all political theater to give the American people the idea that we have a so-called democracy or representative government, which is, whereas nothing could be further from the truth. And as you point out, where is the debate on Libya? We are involved in a war. And wars are terrible things. People get killed. And nobody's responsible. Congress says, well, it's not our fault, you know. Of course it's their fault, because they don't have the courage to stand up. There are a few people, in, I'm sure, in both houses who'd like to do the right thing, but they're silent. And, of course, this is covered up by the controlled media, which works hand in glove with the invisible government. You go right ahead.
Well, there's something fishy about the claim of urgency on the part of Senator Reid in the pro-government side of the Patriot Act, claiming they've got to do this before the deadline or some small terrorist might slip through the net. Well, the government has admitted, according to Tom Hinnan, acting assistant attorney general for the Justice Department's National Security Division, he admitted the government seeks warrants for business records under the Patriot Act less than 40 times a year. Between 2001 and 2010, that's 9 years, the government sought roving wiretaps only 20 times. The government has never used the lone wolf authority of the Patriot Act. So let me tell you what that means. It means simply that seeking warrants from the court is just an exercise to make it appear as if the government is restrained by the law. In fact, the government does almost all surveillance without any warrant at all. In fact, what's really interesting, and any judge on the FISA court would catch this in a minute, is when the government does come to get a warrant, if they ask them, where did you get the information about the suspicion, they would if the information came from illegal surveillance. Now, isn't that interesting? They're using illegal surveillance to get enough evidence to go before the court, the few times that they do a year, to get the FISA, to get a warrant to go surveil them. And any judge worth his salt would have said, how dare you come to me with illegal surveillance to justify a warrant to go surveil? Well, the government side claims that if the act expired, the government would be unable to get court warrants for new investigations. But investigations still could get court authority for probes already underway. In any case, the Paul amendments cover a variety of things, especially trying to shift the burdens away from the banks. You know, the banks are tasked to be able to turn in suspicious people. They can be fined hundreds of thousands of dollars if they fail to catch anybody who is shifting money and doing money laundering. In fact, now we find that most of the money laundering that goes on in the United States goes through the bigger insider banks, who not only know that what's going on, but are part of it. And yet, the big thing that the government does is get the banks to watch everyone in cash transactions. And essentially, they're trying to get the banks to be part of the surveillance mechanism against people.
Well, that thought will be back in a moment with Joel Skousen.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you, and it's just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Joel Skousen, is talking about the fact that the leaders of the Senate, apparently the leaders of both houses, are doing everything they can. I say both political parties are doing everything they can to get to the Patriot Act. I personally believe that they have to get to the Patriot Act to continue this charade that there really is a threat of terrorism. This whole thing, the whole terrorist movement, has been concocted by the establishment. How do we know? Why we know? Because, of course, back in 1996, the gentleman who today is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, Richard Haass, wrote an article for the Washington Post that talked about the terrorist threat and how we were going to have long lines at the airport and long lines to get into the federal buildings, and after the terrorist attacks, there was going to change the structure of American society. Now, the Washington Post just lost that article. He couldn't find it. Even the New American Magazine, which reported on it, didn't have it, copied the article. Somebody remove that article, push it down the memory hole, just as they do with so many important things. They can't let the American people know that this whole war on terrorism, which came about on September 11th, was all contrived by the establishment. We got a copy of the article eventually, and we published and written about it. But as Joel has pointed out so many times, there was really a terrorist threat with wide open borders. We would have had all sorts of real terrorist attacks in America. Instead of that, all the so-called terrorist threats have been contrived by the government, FBI informants paid millions of dollars to entrap four innocent, stupid Muslims who've been willing to be talked into carrying out terrorist attacks, only to find out that their best friend, the man who they thought really cared about them, was actually a government agent, paid a large sum of money to talk them into agreeing or even participating in a pseudo-terrorist attack for which they'll spend the rest of their life in prison. But frank entrapment, which would never be allowed, other than we have to create the perception we are under a terrorist attack, and the wicked Osama bin Laden will get us if we don't give more power to the government. And now that we've got Osama bin Laden, why, we'll come up with a new terrorist threat. Or we have to have an enemy to rally the people behind government. When you understand that, you understand why it is so important to have the Patriot Act, which is really very, very seldom used in most of its provisions, but we have to have it there to convince the American people the threat, the created, improvised threat is real. Go right ahead, Joel.
Well, here's how it finally came down yesterday. According to Senator Paul's spokesperson, the senator got to debate only two of the six amendments, the gun amendment and the banking records amendment, for only 1 hour. His procedural objection in the Senate gave him 30 hours, technically, but he could see this was futile and traded the 30-hour delay for a substantive debate for 1 hour. Now, this is in contrast to what Senator Reid had originally promised him of having a full week of debate over all subjects, and they kept whittling it down until he got 1 hour. Slate.com acknowledged that Paul used the occasion to give a genuinely compelling speech about civil liberties. Only three other Republican senators supported Paul, Senators DeMint of North Carolina, Lee of Utah, and Heller of Nevada. Republican Minority Leader Mitch McConnell should go down in infamy. He worked against Paul the entire time and did lobby other Republican senators to vote against Paul's amendments. Paul's noble effort, despite almost overwhelming odds, at least showcased Republican compromisers, or who the Republican compromisers were. Almost all of them were compromisers. That gives the Tea Party an idea of how little strength we actually have when push comes to shove. The vote in the House showed more opposition to the act than in the Senate, but it still passed 250 votes to 153. And Obama is signing it with great flourish in France today, showing how important that is to get it signed so that it doesn't lapse. Well, this is, as we've talked about, more political theater. They don't need the Patriot Act at all. The reason they are doing it, though, is to make sure that they have legal coverage for it, and it doesn't really cover the extent to what they're really doing. But perhaps the most disgusting feature of the debate is the continual use of the terror threat to justify this type of intrusion. Mainstream Republicans like Senator Orrin Hatch hide behind this excuse every time they wish to back up government intrusive behavior. The Utah conservatives are going to make his vote on behalf of the Patriot Act the main reason for running another candidate against him in next year's primary. Hatch has been going out of his way to beguile Utah conservatives into believing that he's one of them, but this vote proves otherwise. As you'll remember, last year, or in 2008, Utah conservatives actually ousted a very powerful senator, Senator Robert Bennett, for being too liberal. And they're threatening to do the same thing with Hatch this year. In other news, the U.S. will have much wider powers to invoke the excuse of terror to justify unlimited interventions around the world with the new language of the Defense Authorization Bill. Even the liberal L.A. Times saw it for what it was. Quote, tucked away in a $690 billion defense bill making its way through the House of Representatives this week is a little notice provision that would expand the president's power to pursue suspected terrorists around the world. The provision builds on measures after the September 11 attacks that allowed then-President George W. Bush to pursue perpetrators of the attack, or what he claimed were, and their collaborators without first consulting Congress. The new provision would no longer require the targets have any connection to September 11th, instead granting the president the authority to use all necessary and appropriate force during current armed conflict with al-Qaeda and Taliban and any associated forces. Now, that's a wide-open invitation, in my opinion.
I share your concern, and I think the American people should be incensed that people in Congress have so little intestinal fortitude. But the fact that, you know, that we got 150 votes against the Patriot Act in the House of Representatives, I think is great. I think that there is a growing movement. It's just not growing very rapidly. And, of course, the whole idea is, I mean, if you love America, you want to protect America, you've got to protect it from terrorism. You wouldn't want to be looked upon as being pro-terrorist, so that you've got to vote for the Patriot Act. And what we need is for people who have the courage to stand up and say, there isn't any terrorist threat. It's as phony as Obama's patriotism and Christianity. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's a shame that even Rand Paul, in his defense, you know, had to pay homage to the issue that there's a terrorist threat and how important it is to capture terrorists and other things. And, you know, nobody could get away with, in front of the television cameras of today, saying that in fact, our own government was perpetrating terrorist attacks upon its own people, and that there was no legitimate terrorist threats, or at least that which is an imminent threatening to the United States.
But, you know, Joel, I think there is a growing awareness of the fact that this whole thing is phony. I think that people like Jesse Ventura, you know, in their public appearances, questioning everything the government tells us, and I think the growing influence of talk radio and the Internet, more and more people do seriously question what happened on September 11th. So even though the polls, the government, establishment polls will tell you that the people are solidly behind these things, I don't believe it. I believe that there's a growing awareness something's seriously wrong. We're having an impact. You're having an impact. Other people within the conservative movement are having an impact. I think the other side's scared. They can intimidate the people in Washington, D.C., but they can't fool all of the people all the time. Go ahead.
Well, but the intimidation against our side really does work. I'm convinced that you're right, that we do influence a lot of people, but very few of those would have the courage to ever speak publicly, let alone before television or before their colleagues at a law office or a medical convention, of what they believe. That's where the intimidation, keeps
well,
us silent.
That's the thing, because we so seldom get invited to appear. But I will tell you, this year I have more invitations to appear before large groups of people than I've had in a long time. And some of these are major groups that I've been in. I asked to speak before now, certainly not, not the Council on Foreign Relations associated groups, but these are other groups that do reach a lot of average people. So certainly I'm not going to have much of an influence, maybe 300 or 400 or 500 people in the audience, but every person we can convince, why we can, get to start talking and reaching other people. So I'm gladly optimistic. It's a race against time, but you're absolutely right. We get a long, long, long way to go because the people who know what's going on are not interviewed on ABC, CBS, NBC, etc.
Well, and that shows that they're actually worried about the truth. They know that it's out there. I mean, they will acquiesce to having somebody like Jesse Ventura on. He's got entertainment value, but he's not... He's really somebody like Donald Trump who isn't really all that credible. And, he can be discredited. He has made statements before. You know, they don't put you or I on television or give someone who has an articulate, direct way of saying these things. So I think that they are very aware. But I'm not saying that Jesse Ventura doesn't do some good. I think a lot of people have been influenced to believe because of his show, Conspiracy Theory, that has been on. I wish it was a little better in terms of the facts. It could be a lot harder hitter, just like Glenn Beck could be a little bit better on the facts. But unfortunately, they're interested in the people who produce their shows are only interested in hype and not in in careful, dry analysis about these things. There was also the issue of secret law. Democratic Senator Ron Wyden of Oregon is making a major effort to stop the government from claiming the right to keep their interpretations of the Patriot Act and other surveillance acts secret. This is very interesting because, a lot of people don't realize that when you go to court against the Patriot Act, the government actually goes and makes the argument before the judge that we don't have to respond because our interpretations are secret, part of the State Secrets Act. I mean, how do you go to court and how do you challenge the government when the courts let government get away with not even responding based upon secrecy? And that's because they basically don't have a defense. And that defense would be illegal. And so it's just an amazing ruse legally to stand before a judge. And the judge, the only reason they do that is because the judges are co-opted and they let them get away with that and they don't hold them in contempt. Can you imagine if you and I went before the court and said, our reasons are secret? They'd say, well, that's too bad. You're going to jail then, but not the government. Well, Wyden falls into the trap of accepting the phony war on terror because he's privileged to be in these briefings in the Senate Intelligence Committee. He says, I've served on that committee for 10 years. We've had an excellent chairman, Senator Roberts, Senator Rockefeller, Senator Feinstein. Well, Stan, how can you trust someone whose judgment of, who says that senators like Rockefeller and Feinstein are excellent chairs of the Senate Intelligence Committee? If you go into the Intelligence Committee several times a week, as Senator Udall and I do, says Wyden, you come away with the indisputable judgment that there are threats to the well-being of this country and that there are people who do not wish our citizens well. In these dangerous times, the sources and methods of our anti-terror operations absolutely must be kept secret. Well, with adoring men like Wyden, how can we trust them to scrutinize the government's secrets? We can't, and they don't. If another senator wants to find out what was said, they can go to the committee, not the government, and once briefed by the Senate Intelligence Committee, the senator can't speak about it any more than the intelligence people do. In other words, everything learned in the committee is secret, and so what good does it do? I mean, you can't even debate it, you can't vote on it, you can't ascertain whether or not it's valid or not, because nobody is allowed to talk about it. This is a very...
One thing is they do not want the American people to know the truth, and that, of course, all this secrecy is aimed at covering up the fact we have an invisible government, and these people truly are, by all definition, terrorists. We'll be back in just a moment here at the American Freedom Network.
Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to join them for Shavuot 2011, June the 12th at the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland, Loveland, Colorado. Festivities begin at 9:45. Praise and worship with the Mendez Brothers Band, the Beth Messiah Dancers, and Marty Gale and the Celebration Dancers. Teachings by Senior Pastor Mark McClellan from the Harvest Congregation and Dr. Frank Morgan of the Watchman's Cry. Special guest speaker, Mr. Eddie Chumney. Bring your own lunch, no glass containers, please. Restoration Fellowship will be providing lamb and pita. Communion and mikvah services also available. Call 1-800-205-6245 for more information. That's 1-800-205-6245. Beth Messiah Congregation. Shavuot 2011, June the 12th, the Amphitheater, North Shore, Lake Loveland. Be there. And Hag Sameach. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this morning, Joel Skousen from the World Affairs Brief. And Joel, before we go on, I want you to tell our listeners how they can subscribe to the World Affairs Brief and how they can get your books, which are so vitally important for people to have today. Since we do not know what the future holds, and although we have to spend all of our effort at the present time, or most of our effort, trying to defeat what I call the invisible government, why we still have to start thinking about how we will survive if they are successful and we begin moving towards this period of chaos and crisis that these people have planned for our nation. Go right ahead.
Well, that is exactly my philosophy, Dr. Stan, is that I feel like while we fight for our liberty and we keep ourselves informed about these things, we ought not to be naive about the fact that we've seen generations ever since World War One, and perhaps even before, this juggernaut of government power increase and increase. And now we're getting into surveillance, we're getting into a Big Brother society, as predicted by George Orwell in 1984, and we would be foolish to think that it won't result someday in concentration camps, in direct attacks against citizens, as it did, in the days of the founding of this country. We have to be prepared to be able to survive wars that they may bring upon this nation, which I'm convinced there are. That Russia and China will someday be induced to attack the United States, that our leaders will use that as an excuse to take us into a new world order. I think that there'll be an oath of allegiance to this new world order, and that anyone who will not take that oath, which may be anomalous to the mark of the beast, will not be allowed to enter into commerce or hold professional licenses. And I think we need to be prepared for all of those things. And I have developed over the period of my career several books, as I've developed for myself, my own safety and my own family, and things that I think are very valuable. One of the best books about that and the top seller is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. I think it's absolutely imperative that people be prepared to leave the big cities someday, which will not be safe in major crises, where there will be great draconian controls, if not martial law. I think people need to have contingency plans for getting out of Dodge before the last train is out, and that just takes time and preparation. And as tough as times are, they're never going to be better than what they are now. It's only going to get worse, a downhill slide. And the products that are available for securing one's homes and for making relocation decisions may not be available. And so that's one book that's available. Another one is The Secure Home. This is my major work in architectural security, 700 pages and big as a telephone book on everything about security and self-sufficiency relative to a residence. The last book I have is an architectural plan book on how to do a safe room within an existing basement. And all of these books are available from Radio Liberty.
By calling 1-800-544-8927, that's 1-800-544-8927, Strategic Relocation, The Secure Home, and Building a Secure Room. Go right ahead.
I might also mention that if people want a preview of the World Affairs Brief, if they're thinking about subscribing, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com. Today's World Affairs Brief is going to focus on losing liberty through law. Now, I realize that many conservatives blindly revere the rule of law. We've been taught to revere the rule of law, both in school and in church. But when law embraces and protects tyrannical practices, it becomes the enemy of liberty, not its friend. The last 2 weeks have seen some egregious losses of liberty through the courts, both in interpreting law in favor of government tyranny and failing to rein in government power when it exceeds its bounds. This week's debate on the evil of the Patriot Act is only one example of that, but there's also examples that the government knows that its activities are illegal and are persisting in these things. The New Yorker had a great piece by Jane Meyer this week called The Secret Sharer. It shed new light on the NSA's warrantless wiretapping and data mining procedures and its attack on the major whistleblower within the NSA who's trying to blow the whistle. The article included the testimony of Diana Rourke, a staff member on the House Permanent Select Committee on Intelligence, which oversees the NSA. After getting a runaround for years from NSA officials about illegal domestic surveillance, Rourke, feeling powerless, retired. But now she spills the beans on General Michael Hayden, who admitted to her that the NSA was doing illegal domestic surveillance years before George W. Bush admitted it. She said, before leaving Washington, though, she learned, Jane Meyer wrote, before leaving Washington, she learned that Hayden, who knew of her strong opposition to the surveillance programs, wanted to talk to her. They met at NSA headquarters in July of 2002. According to notes she made after the meeting, Hayden pleaded with her to stop agitating against the program. He conceded that the policy would leak out at some time, and told her that when it did, she could yell and scream as much as she wanted, but for now, keep quiet about it. Meanwhile, he demanded that she give the program more time. Well, she asked Hayden why the NSA had chosen not to include privacy protections for Americans. She says that he kept not answering. Finally, he mumbled and looked down and said, "We didn't need them. We had the power and we used it." He didn't even look me in the eye. I was flabbergasted, she said. She asked him directly if government was getting warrants for domestic surveillance, and he admitted that it was not. There you have it, Stan, proof of what I've been charging over the years directly out of the mainstream press, and nobody's going to be covering that wider than the New Yorker itself.
Well, I think the important thing is for people to understand that these elitists, they do not believe in our Constitution. They want to monitor everybody to make sure there's no real opposition to them. But there are a lot of people working within the intelligence agencies who honestly believe that this surveillance is necessary to protect our freedom. No, it's not about protecting our freedom. It's about protecting the subversive element that controls our nation and both political parties. And the last thing they want is for these people to be organized and come up with an opposition. That's why they have their massive army of informants. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't think there's a massive army of informants out here, I will tell you I've been recruited. I know other people have been recruited to join this. I did not go for it. But today they have tens of thousands of people spying on you. Go up on the Internet and look up InfraGuard, I-N-F-R-A Guard, InfraGuard, and a massive FBI program of informants informing on American people. This is not what you do in a free society. This is what you do in East Germany. This is what you do in Russia. This is what you do in China. And the fact that this is not being widely covered in America by the media simply is a reflection of the degree of control that exists today over what the American people think. But check it out, InfraGuard. Look at it. Or you can find it at the YouTube session that Jesse Ventura did. Type in YouTube, Jesse Ventura, InfraGuard, and then join us and help us get the truth out while we still can, because freedom is lost when good people do nothing. Go ahead, Joel.
Well, I guess we'll cover that after the break.
All right.
U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins is reminding listeners, out of sight should not mean out of mind. Let's remember our brave men and women of the military by sending care packages to them while they're away. Just call your local veterans organization. This message is sponsored by U.S. Cash Flows in Fort Collins, member of the Better Business Bureau. They're here to help you get fast cash for your real estate notes. Visit them at uscashflows.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343. Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
And back here, Joel, you pick up the story.
Well, you know, I made the point for many years that there's no salvation in states' rights for liberty. States can and have been just as tyrannical as the feds. Indiana has the unique distinction of being the first state in the union to deny citizens the right to resist an illegal entrance of police into the home. Just a shocking judicial opinion was handed down by a bare majority of the Indiana Supreme Court to the effect that you supposedly cannot resist any unlawful search, seizure, arrest, or assault or detention by rogue law enforcement officers or presumably any other rogue public officials purporting to enforce but actually violating the law. Now, this is a complete reversal of the concept of the original founding fathers, which talked extensively about the fact that if a law is unconstitutional, it is as if it is no law at all and you have every right to treat it as a criminal act. Many people are rightly concerned that this decision will provide more grist for the mill of the national paramilitary police state now being elaborately put into force by Department of Homeland Security and the fusion centers coordinating state and local police with the federal government. No doubt that it will, and perhaps it was even intended to do so. As Sir William Blackstone noted, self-defense, as is justly called the primary law of nature, is not and never can be taken away justly from society. So embarrassed was the Indiana State Attorney General about this ruling that he is asking the state Supreme Court to revisit its recent ruling and allow for a more narrow ruling that would continue to recognize the individual right of reasonable resistance to unlawful entry. But that isn't enough by a long shot. Indiana residents need to demand that the governor of the state officially repudiate the decision and assure residents that this decision will never be implemented by state law enforcement officials. But it's not even the first ruling of this kind by this liberal court in Indiana. In the same week, the court had also ruled the police could disregard the law on warrants and requirements to knock any time they decided that circumstances warranted it. Just incredible, Stan, don't you think?
Yes, I do, but unfortunately we have, you know, this idea that it's sort of, we've got to back the police, we want to have law and order. But the people do not understand that it's far better off that a couple of criminals get away than that we lose the right of the people to be certainly subject to the Bill of Rights, which limits the power of government, because the real battle is not necessarily between the criminals and the law-abiding citizens, but between the citizens, law-abiding citizens, and government officials who would expand their power to take away our freedom. That has been the real enemy, far more than an occasional criminal who might take advantage of the system.
Well, so often the courts use this standard phrase now as a cop-out so they don't have to judge police performance even for abuse. They say, we won't second-guess the police motives or actions. I mean, if they aren't going to, you know, even the use of the word second-guess puts it in a category of we're just guessing, that's all we can do. I mean, this isn't guessing at all. When the police have abused somebody, you don't have to guess what their motives are. You can judge directly what their actions are. And in fact, increasingly, William Grigg, for example, puts out a column in Freedom in Our Times blog, which catalogs almost weekly major cases of police abuse. And in almost every case, the judges rule in favor of the police. And the only time that they don't is when a victim has a video recording of what happened where the police, it isn't just their word against the police, because the police always deny these things, or they make up accusations against the accused claiming that they were threatening them. But in fact, when you have a recording that denies all of that, the judges simply throw down a slap on the hands and talk about, well, we won't second guess. I think it's just a great evil, and it shows how the judicial system has become not independent from government, become an extension of government to justify government action.
Well, I think that every police officer, before he becomes a police officer, should take a course in the Constitution and in history and the Bill of Rights and understand why he has to be circumspect and why preservation of our constitutional guarantees of freedom and limitation of government power is far more important than a criminal getting away. Go right ahead.
Well, that is true, and I think education is important. Nevertheless, if they get into the system and they realize that their higher-ups, their authorities above them, are not going to enforce that, in fact, are going to penalize them if they abide by the Constitution, which is often the case, then it subverts any education that they might have. There is no substitution for actually having a stronger worded document that is not subject to interpretations. And that's the problem, is the Constitution has been interpreted away so many times for so many years that any time a judge or a policeman goes up to confront these things, the sophisticated lawyers of the cities have answers that put doubts in their minds about what the Constitution really means. And it's a very sophisticated process. And that's because, you know, they left out so much. The Constitution is only one single fool's cap written page. It turns out to be about 30 pages, you know, when you put it in other formatting, but still it's something that, you know, there's no substitute for putting it into tight legal language, and that's the only thing that subverts the ability of the lawyers to interpret it this way is when the language is tighter, and then it undoes the effective interpretations because you have new language. Now, I realize that's very difficult to achieve. We can't even get the Patriot Act to be undone, let alone get new, stronger constitutional language. But it is something that I think constitutionalists and conservatives ought to work on, because I think in the coming wars and the unrest and the economic collapse that we're headed for as a nation, there will be an opportunity to reform, and I don't think on a national level, but at least on smaller levels where liberty will abound in the remnant that is preserved by the Lord in these great turmoils to come in the future, that will have the chance to reestablish liberty. And I think we need to know how to do it right in that process. Americans, you know, have the richest history of liberty in part because this nation was colonized by people who were thrown out of the British Empire for religious freedom. And most of those fleeing Britain were fleeing the tyranny of the Church of England, which in turn had severed its relationship from the tyranny of the Roman Catholic popes.
We're out of time, Joel. Thank you so much. We'll look forward to talking to you next week. Bye-bye.
Article 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here. I hope you enjoy our regular sessions every week with Joel Skousen. If you'd like to get his books on strategic relocation, building a safe room, or his book on the secure home, our telephone number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. We're carrying Jerome Corsi's book entitled Where is the Birth Certificate? This is the most important book of the past decade. It could bring down the Obama administration. It shows very clearly that President Obama, in his book, lied. He lied about everything in his life, his being brought up. He came from a dysfunctional family. His parents weren't married when he was conceived, and it was a matter of marriage inconvenience or coverage or whatever you want to, a 3-month pregnant woman. This is no reflection on Barack Obama, but he lied about it. I mean, he could have said, I came from a dysfunctional family. Oh, no, we parents were married and lived happily for years. They didn't ever live together as husband and wife. And, of course, it's all laid out there. And in all probability, Barack was born in Kenya. And they spent $2 million fighting, coming up with a birth certificate. Finally, they came up with a long-form birth certificate. And it's frankly fraudulent. The book, Where's the Birth Certificate? I never thought anybody could write a book that would hold my interest on a birth certificate, but there's so much more here, vitally important, and we need to have the information. If Barack Obama will lie in his books about his background and his education, why he will lie about everything. Pray for Dr. Corsi, and if you want his book, give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. The title, Where is the Birth Certificate? And then, Chris, we have so many other wonderful books we're carrying. We hope you'll want to get them. They're available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Go to our webpage. Certainly you want to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, because it's a primer on the supernatural forces working behind the scenes. Our talk on the forbidden secret, our talk on the dark secret, the syllabuses that go with that. Vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. Vitally important that you understand the true spiritual nature of the battle, the supernatural battle that is taking place today. And then, of course, we hope that you'll want to get the DVD on the Trilateral Commission, because they're the people that really run the government. That you want to get the DVD on the emergence, Constance Cumby's story of what she's been told by the people within the covert organizations about the coming world leader. My 4-tape set of interviews with Constance, Aquarian Conspiracy, 4 CDs. And then we carry her book, secondhand copies, because it's not in print, but we do have them. You want to know about the Trilateral Commission? You need to read Barry Goldwater's book, With No Apologies. We have secondhand copies. We get these so you can get them readily. You want to know about the man who runs America, whose daughters are such good friends of Fidel Castro? The book is Memoirs by David Rockefeller. Why would the daughters of a leading leading capitalist be so close to Fidel Castro? Why? Because it's all fraudulent. You need to read what David Rockefeller says. I number 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for me to live our mission.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special